Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the first day of a new church year, and I, for one, am excited. It's another year to celebrate who Jesus is and what he has done for us and what kind of people he has made us to be. And in this very first part of the church year, we have the privilege of celebrating Advent. One of my favorite memories as a kid was having Advent devotions with my family. And it wasn't just because I liked playing with the candles and the matches as we lit the Advent wreath. No, it was a wonderful time because I was able to listen to my parents as they told me about Jesus, as they confessed their faith to me with Bible stories and with conversations about God. I feel extremely blessed because every Advent and every Christmas Eve, my parents took the time to teach me about how in a little town called Bethlehem, in the city of David, a Savior was born, who is Christ the Lord. And I distinctly remember that I would get goosebumps as we sang Silent Night and as we read that beautiful Christmas story. You see, Advent is truly a joyous time. It's a time filled with church services and dinner parties, with good food and sweet treats, family and friends, Christmas carols and presents, warm, cozy fires, and beautiful decorations. Life doesn't get any better than Advent. Well, today we get to hear our first Christmas story of the year. And this one comes from the prophet Jeremiah. There in his prophecy, chapter 33, he says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness." What a wonderful prophecy to begin our church year. As many of you know, Jeremiah is speaking about Jesus. Jesus is the righteous son of David, who fulfilled all God's promises. Jesus is the one who came to die for our sin so that we might live securely in the land with him. Jesus is Yahweh. He is the Lord. He is our righteousness. And this message brings us great comfort and joy. But what you may not know as you come to church this morning is that this message, this Christmas story spoken by Jeremiah, was not spoken during a happy or festive time. There were no Christmas decorations, and certainly there was no celebration. In fact, this message was first given during one of the most horrific events recorded in all of human history. The year was 587 BC. We know it exactly. 587. The place was Jerusalem. The king, a son of David, but not Jesus, rather King Zedekiah. For two whole years, the city of Jerusalem had been under siege from the vicious tyrant, King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar's army had surrounded Jerusalem. No one could come in, and no one could go out. And for these people there dwelling in the city, there was no comfort and no joy. Disease was rampant, and the food had run out. The people were starving. Everyone was dying. Trapped within those city walls, the bodies of the dead were piling up in the streets. And the sounds? Oh, they were not the sounds of carolers. Rather, you could hear mothers wailing for their children. It was a dreadful sight. You know, for years, Jeremiah had predicted this. For years, he had said that all that was going to happen. But the people would not listen. And then, in 587 BC, it became painfully clear that Jeremiah had been right. King Nebuchadnezzar had come with vengeance. The might of the Babylonian Empire stood outside the gates. They sought to overpower and destroy Jerusalem and to wipe out Judah. The city was about to fall. So the people looked to the king. Yes, it was a long shot, but as long as Yahweh's king sat on the throne, maybe something could be done. After all, Zedekiah was a son of David. Like his forefather David, perhaps Zedekiah could slay this Goliath named Babylon. Just maybe, this son of David could save his people and bring righteousness to the land. But no. Instead, what does Zedekiah do? This worthless son of David finds a hidden back door, and he slips out in the cover of night. He runs away like a coward, leaving his people to be slaughtered. Now it's certain, there's no hope. And just as the opposing horde is battering down the walls, as they are pouring into the city, as they are burning everything, as they are desecrating and destroying the temple, as they are murdering men, women, and children, and doing unspeakable things, it's just about then that the prophet Jeremiah speaks up. And he comforts the people with the Christmas story. He says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise that I made to the house of Israel and the promise that I made to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness." And so, as you can see, the promise of Advent came not in a time of joy, but it came in a time of great distress and mourning. I say this to you today because I don't want you to be confused about Advent and about Christmas. I don't want you to think that Advent is just for happy people, or that Jesus is only for those who live some kind of strange fairy tale life. No, not at all. In the season of Advent, we celebrate that God gives us a word of hope and a word of promise in the very darkest hour. Advent is sweet precisely because how hopeless life was and how hopeless life would be had Christ not come. But Jesus has come. The righteous son of David came to Jerusalem. And he bravely marched out of that city to face his opponent. There, just outside the city of gates, this son of David valiantly faced the enemy. He was nailed to a cross, and like David, he slayed Goliath. Jesus defeated sin, my sin, and your sin, and the sin of the entire world. the hope of all of Israel, this righteous son of David, he proved faithful and has fulfilled all the promises of the Old Testament. And now for us who live in the new age, the age after the coming of the Son, well, we eagerly await for him to return again. On that day, he will bring all the promises to complete fulfillment and full revelation. And that's what Jesus is speaking about in our gospel lesson this morning, as Pastor Kathmer spoke about. Not so different than Jeremiah, Christ has prophesied that there will be signs for the final days. And things are going to get rough. He says that people will fall away from the faith. There will be many false teachers. There will be wars and famine. There will be natural disasters. There will be horrible diseases. All kinds of turmoil. But if you listen to our gospel lesson this morning, it is precisely in this darkest of hour that Jesus gives us a word of hope. He says, now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, these things will take place soon. How soon? I don't know. Perhaps today. Perhaps not until after you die. But yes, soon, that I can guarantee, very soon, Christ will return. And on that day, we will celebrate an Advent like we have never celebrated before. If you think Advent is a great time of year, just you wait. It's going to be wonderful. On that day, we will partake of the greatest of feasts. We will be in the company of all the saints. And on that day, we will sing songs and Christmas carols like the world has never heard. On that day, we will stand securely in his grace, blameless before his throne, because the Lord Jesus is our righteousness. Like I said, today is the first day of a new church year. Another year where we celebrate Christ's first coming, and another year that we eagerly await for his second coming. And I, for one, am excited. Amen. And may the peace of Christ dwell in you richly until that glorious day. Amen.